This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. With disease and war, there are a lot of children who have lost their parents. They are orphans, but you have the chance to be adopted forever into the family of God. That's our topic on today's broadcast. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. As for me, let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website, gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and even future radio broadcasts. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles that are there at our website to help you in your Christian life. You can read those articles and listen to our programs at gospel2africa.com and on Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. On our Facebook page, we have a link to African Language Bibles. So visit us at Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. There are an estimated 34 million orphans in Africa today, and some 11 million of them were orphaned by AIDS alone. Orphans are created constantly the world over by war, terrorism, and various diseases. To be all alone as a child is a terrifying condition that many face. But as adults, we too are spiritual orphans until we trust in Christ and are adopted into God's royal family forever. In John chapter 14, Jesus was speaking to His disciples just before His crucifixion, where He died for everyone who would believe in Him to give them eternal life. Here is a portion of what Jesus said to His disciples. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him and doesn't recognize Him. But you know Him because He lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. You see, Jesus knew what was in their minds. The disciples were thinking that when Jesus left them to return to the Father in heaven, that would leave them on earth as orphans. The disciples were fearful of being abandoned and left all alone. But Jesus told them not to worry. He would not abandon them as orphans. Through Christ's love and redemptive death on the cross, Christ paved the way for all sinners to be saved from their sins, to be given a clean heart and a right standing before God the Father, and to be adopted into His royal family as heirs. What a tremendous offer! It makes me wonder how anyone can refuse this offer, which is still in effect right now. You can become a member of God's royal family, a joint heir to the King of Kings. How marvelous is that? 1 Peter 2:9 tells all believers in Christ this, For you are a chosen people, you are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Ephesians 1:5 says, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ and the Father are one. John chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, John, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, said this, He came into the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. In John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus says, The Father and I are one. So faith in Jesus makes the believer a definite part of the family of God, regardless of whether we were orphaned from our earthly parents or not. God regards Jesus as a family member. Born-again believers are told that we, too, are members of this family. How do we become a part of this family of God? When we hear the gospel, confess our sins, and place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we are, at that moment, born into the kingdom of God as his children and become heirs with him for all eternity. While Jesus Christ is referred to as the only begotten Son of God, believers are referred to as children born into God's family who need to grow and mature in our faith, and as sons and heirs adopted into his family. God's infinite grace and mercy are revealed in Ephesians 1, 5, and 6, which says he redeems sinners whom he has adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Ephesians 1, 9-11 explains the plan of God to adopt all sincere believers in Jesus into his forever family. This Bible portion reads like this, God has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. As children of God, what do we inherit? Nothing less than the kingdom of God. When we believe in Jesus as our Savior and become born again, we are entered into the family of God. We are no longer spiritual orphans. And Jesus used actual children to illustrate how our faith must be simple and pure, like the faith of a child. Listen to this from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them, but the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Then he took the children into his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Ephesians 1:3 tells us that believers are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. These spiritual blessings are infinite, eternal, and reside in Christ. And by God's grace, we are given these blessings as his children. Ephesians 1:13-14 says, And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Romans 8:23 states that we too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as His adopted children, including the new bodies He has promised us. To follow up on this, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 says, "See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children, because they don't know Him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but He has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is." Being a part of the family of God is the greatest blessing bestowed upon believers, and one that should drive us to our knees in humble adoration. We can never do anything to deserve it, because it is His gift of love, mercy, and grace to us. Yet, we are called to become sons and daughters of the living God. May we all respond in faith to His invitation. In John chapter 12, we read the words of Jesus, where He urges people to trust in Him as the light of the world to be their Savior while there is still time. Here is verse 36. Jesus said, "Put your trust in the light while there is still time. Then you will become children of the light." I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, His glorious gospel. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com. That works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future radio broadcasts. We also have a link to African Language Bibles. That link is found on our Facebook page, and it allows you to read the Bible in your own African language online. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. That Facebook link is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters to us of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com. That is gospel2africa.com. Then on Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you today with this text from John chapter 1, verses 10 through 13. John, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, said this, "He came into the very world He created, but the world didn't recognize Him. He came to His own people, and even they rejected Him. But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth, resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God.